back at the Blue Line in Sartell. It's AM 1450 and FM 103.3 KNSI. I got a prediction. Monty Ball is going to do a triple hundy against the Gophers' run defense today.
300 yards.
Triple hundy, yep.
That'll move him up to 23rd on
he's
the
my Heisman. He's my Heisman guy. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Heisman, God.
You think the bartender's got it coming off?
Should have about the Blue Line? 6 hours ago.
Okay.
What is in that, Mr. Pibb?
Some Russian NyQuil. I'm feeling good. Derek James, Helen T. Wolf, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Hey, Derek, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing great. Was warming up before the show doing some knuckle push-ups.
Nice. That's how I start every morning.
Yeah, because it helps your workout, I guess. How boneheaded is Kevin Love for doing those?
You know, I mean, his trainer, Rob McClanahan, is excellent. I mean, he is like the go-to basketball trainer. But there's no real benefit to knuckle push-ups. It's the most Timberwolves thing ever.
Well, my question to be here is, Derek Williams going to be the guy to fill in now? I mean, and is he talented enough to fill the shoes of Kevin Love?
That's the big question right now. I mean, I think now that Rick Adelman hasn't seen enough from him, and he's probably down the depth chart behind Andre Kirilenko and Dante Cunningham right now at the four. I mean, he's got to fight for minutes at every position right now. And last night, I mean, while Dante Cunningham didn't outplay Derek, it's not the kind of night Derek wanted either. And that really doesn't help his case to get minutes at the four in Love's absence.
Let's play the assumption game here. And obviously, you're going to have to take quite a leap. Let's say Derek Williams gets the minutes and all of a sudden becomes the superstar that he's supposed to be. What do the Timberwolves do then?
And at the four, too? Oh, that's a great question. I don't think anyone's really talked about that. I think that, you know, maybe you start more small ball lineups. I mean, that's the big trend right now in the NBA. Maybe you just slide Love to center for longer periods than they would have before and roll with Williams at the four and then, I don't know, just put Kirilenko at the three. I don't know. It gets interesting then.
Talking with Derek James, Howlin' T. Wolf, Timberwolves writer, and the Wolves. Look at the schedule. We talked about the schedule earlier. It's not that bad in the first couple of months of the season. They only play OKC once. They got a loss to Miami coming up on the schedule, but they got a couple Sacramento games. They got a couple Orlando games. How are they going to look at New Year's when they finally get Love and Rubio back?
And there is, well, now they say with Love, he could be back within 5 weeks after he saw a specialist decided he didn't have surgery or didn't need that surgery. So, I mean, I think they absolutely could be at about 500. I've looked at the schedule, and it's like, you know, if they hang around 500, they're still going to be 60, 70 games left to play. I think as long as you can do that, even in the competitive West, they can still be in pretty good shape come New Year's Day.
And what's the worst they could be when Love and Rubio come back and still have a shot at the playoffs?
Oh, gosh, that's a great question. I mean, Steph Curry can stay healthy in Golden State, and the bottom end of the West right now, I mean, there's so many teams fighting for that 8 seed, it's kind of hard to say right now for sure.
Let's talk brass tacks here. Fully healthy, do the Timberwolves have a chance to come out of the West, or is this just a pipe dream here until we still get some more talent?
You never really know. I mean, I don't know if they could take OKC in a 7-game series. I think they could really pester them. I don't know if I'd say that they could, but I mean, it's possible, of course, I guess. But I think OKC still has to be the favorite. And then, of course, you have to consider LA and San Antonio. It'd be tough, but I mean, I suppose it's possible.
Chase Buttinger, is he going to get a lot of minutes? He's a Rick Adelman guy.
Yeah, he's the one guy in preseason that, I mean, he's, you know, looked great. And I think Adelman wanted to bring him in so that he could run, you know, more of his offense and his system. And Chase Buttinger has just stepped in and hasn't really missed a beat so far.
Well, you've seen the team so far this year. Obviously, we're hoping to get Love, get Rubio back. Right now, if you had to say yes or no, and before we let you go here, I want to get this on the record. Do you think they make the playoffs?
You know what? Yes, I do. I think they make the playoffs if they all get healthy and everyone stays healthy, too.
All right, Derek James, Howlin' T. Wolf, where can people go to check out your stuff? You're a big Derek Williams guy. You've been writing a lot of columns. I know about him. So
yeah,
definitely.
He's been a hot topic at Howlin' T. Wolf lately. I'm on howlin'twolf.com. I blog Bobcats for SB Nation's Rufus on Fire, but I'm on Twitter, Derek James, NBA, one word.
How's Bobcats looking this year since you're blogging for them? They got to follow up
bad,
on that.
Not historically bad.
Yeah.
That's all you can ask for out there, right?
Exactly.
Well, Derek, thanks for taking the time out to join us today. And obviously, everyone check him out online. You're doing good work out there.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.